Now, some needs are not too easy for people to get clear what they do want back to get these needs met. And very often, these are very important needs to get met. For example, I was working with a father and his 15-year-old son, and this father was not getting his need for respect met in relationship to the son. So I said to the father, the son was sitting there, I said, "What do you want from your son?" He says, "I want him to respect me." I said, "Well, in nonviolent communication, we use the word respect more as a need, not as a request. That doesn't really say clearly what you want him to do." And the son said, "Yes, I think I'm respecting you. What do you want from me to show respect?" And the father hesitated. It wasn't clear to him what he wanted back when his need for respect wasn't met. And then in a few moments, the father got it. He started to get clear of something that really subsequently helped immensely in improving his relationship with his son. The father said to me, "Okay, Marshall, I think I'm seeing what you're trying to help us to see." I said, "What's that?" "I see now what I want him to do to meet my need for respect." And I said, "What's that?" "I want him to jump when I say jump and smile because he feels like jumping." So the father could see that when he said, "I want you to respect me," he really wanted obedience. And he could see then why the son reacted so negatively when he would ask for things. So very important needs like respect, it's very important to know clearly what we do want from people. And without being clear about that, we often play some very oppressive games. For example, let's take another very important need to make this point clearer, how by not having clear requests, we often get involved in very oppressive forms of interpersonal relationships. Let's look at this word love. I was working with a couple that was having problems in their relationship, and I asked the wife, "What needs of yours are not getting met?" And she said, "My need for love isn't getting met." And the husband immediately said, "But I love you." I said, "Hold it, hold it. Let's find out what she wants from you to get her need for love met. This is a very important need, and it's not always an easy need for us to get clear what our requests are of the other person. And it's important to get our requests clear when we have a need for love that isn't getting met, because research shows that different people have quite different requests to get their need for love met. What'll meet one person's need for love doesn't necessarily meet another's need for love. So I said to the wife, "So what specifically would you like him to do to meet your need for love?" And she thought through for a few moments, and she said to her husband, "Well, you know." And he said, "No, I don't know. If I knew, I'd do it." And she said, "Well, it's not easy to say so clearly what I want." And he said, "If it's not easy for you to say, can you see how hard it'll be for me to do?" And so she thought and thought, and then she got an embarrassed look on her face. And she said, "Okay, Marshall, I got your point. I see what's going on." I said, "What's that?" "I see why I'm not getting my need for love met." "Why is that? What do you want him to do to meet your need for love?" "I want him to guess what I want before I even know what it is, and then I want him always to do it." This isn't rare. Many of us carry around very destructive strategies for getting our basic needs met. Strategies that are destructive, first of all, because they're not possible, or secondly, because they deny the needs of the other person and require that the other person be subservient to us. So it's very important to be able to say exactly what we want to meet our need for love. Very important. What do we want to meet our need for understanding and to express these requests in clear action language? Now, love, many people use in a different way than as a need. Some people use the word love as a feeling. in nonviolent communication, we suggest that we use the word love solely as a need and not as a feeling. If we're trying to express emotions, that then use other words beside love for describing what we are feeling. And to make this clear for people, I tell a little story about a person that asks their partner, "Do you love me?" And the partner uses nonviolent communication, and the partner knows how important it is to be clear what people mean by love. So the partner says, "When you ask, 'Do I love you?' are you using the word love as a feeling?" And this person says, "Yes, I use it as a feeling." And the person using nonviolent communication says, "I see. So you're asking whether I feel warm, tender, cuddly emotions toward you." And the other person said, "Yes." And then the partner says, "Well, you see, we people in nonviolent communication, we use the word love as a need, not as a feeling. That's why I had to get this clear. But now that I know that you use the word love as a feeling, and I can see how important this is to you, I'll do my best to answer you honestly. So please ask the question again." And the person says, "Do you love me?" And the person using nonviolent communication says, "When?" And the other person is shocked. "When?" they say. And the other person using nonviolent communication says, "Feelings change every few seconds. How can I possibly answer you honestly without reference to a specific time and place?" And the other person says, "Well, what about right now?" And the person using nonviolent communication says, "No, but try me again in a few minutes. You never know." So, in nonviolent communication, I hope that story, in a humorous way, gets you to see how important it is to use the word love as a need, and then, since it's such an important need, to be very explicit what we want from people to meet this need.